Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chesati. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said that India has boarded the Reform Express and emerged as the center of global attention. In an article shared on social media, the Prime Minister said, "Today, the world sees India with hope and confidence." He said that the world is appreciating the pace of progress, which has been accelerated with next-generation reforms in the country. The Prime Minister added that the primary engine of the Reform Express is India's demography, its young generation, and the indomitable spirit of the countrymen. Mr. Modi said that 2025 will be remembered as a year of reforms for India, as it witnessed path-breaking changes across various sectors, which have added momentum to the country's growth journey. Highlighting the breadth of reforms undertaken, Mr. Modi noted that from labour laws and trade agreements to logistics, energy and market reforms, the country's growth story is being built on credibility, stability and long-term confidence. Mr. Modi said that these initiatives will also enhance the nation's efforts to build a Viksit Bharat by 2047. As the state looks towards 2026, the Naga People's Front, NPF, has reaffirmed its commitment to serve the people with dedication, honesty and integrity. In a press communique, the party highlighted key milestones of 2025, including the historic NDPP-NPF merger, which it said strengthened regional politics, unity and stability in governance. Despite challenges, NPF said collective efforts have reinforced its commitment to the welfare of the Naga people. The party expressed concern over incidents of disruption of church services and vandalism of Christmas decorations in parts of the country, calling for swift action to protect peace and communal harmony. The NPF also extended New Year greetings and expressed hope for peace, unity and progress in 2026. The Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee, NPCC, has strongly condemned the disturbing attacks on the Christian community reported across the country during the Christmas season, alleging that such incidents reflect growing intolerance under the BJP-led Modi government. The party expressed concern over reports of churches being vandalized, Christmas celebrations disrupted, and worshippers intimidated, calling this act a serious violation of constitutional rights and religious freedom. Holding the BJP and the union government responsible for emboldening extremist elements, the NPCC demanded immediate and impartial investigations, strict legal action against those involved, and accountability from the concerned governments. Reaffirming solidarity with the Christian community and all minorities, the NPCC said attempts to divide the nation on religious lines must be firmly resisted. The year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. It saw policies translate into progress and intent into impact. Today, in this special series, Year of Reforms, we bring to you on how India emerged as the world's new production engine in 2025.
This year, India reached a decisive inflation point with a projected growth outlook of 7.8% in its industrial and economic trajectory. The country positioned itself as a fast-growing market and major global production hub with the rising foreign direct investment and expanding industrial capacity. India's first tempered glass manufacturing facility was inaugurated this year in Noida, which marked a symbolic break from the past and proving that India is now producing complex. Similarly, in the energy sector, country achieved a major milestone by reaching 100 gigawatt of solar manufacturing capacity. Meanwhile, solar module production expanded sharply from 2.3 gigawatt in 2014 to 100 gigawatt in 2025. This year also witnessed aviation manufacturing gain momentum with the induction of nearly 2,200 new aircrafts. On the other hand, country's industrial rise created mobility for millions. The electronic sector alone supports around 25 lakh jobs, and even the national unemployment rate for men declined to 5%. The reforms under Prime Minister Narendra Modi continue to shape the governance framework. India emerged as one of the world's most vital production and export economies with a deeper value chain, bold policy actions, expanding global partnership and increasing skilled workforce. Asunyu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
In view of the continued and increasing presence of wild elephants at several locations under Newland District, the general public has been advised to refrain from venturing into the known elephant corridors, forested areas and streams, especially after daylight hours. Deputy Commissioner Newland, in an advisory, urged the residents to avoid any form of confrontation and chase or use loud noises or firecrackers to drive away the elephants, as such actions could trigger aggression and cause harm to both human lives and property. In case of any emergency related to the presence of wild elephants, the general public are asked to contact Deputy Ranger in Charge Wildlife Crime Control Unit, Dimapur, at 8787890194. And Akashvani Kohima will broadcast a special year-end program titled Retrospect 2025 tonight from 9:30 p.m. to 12 midnight on Akashvani Kohima FM Tragopan 103 MHz. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.